Hi, welcome to the Dale Show, where we are transitioning to some new name.
Transitioning.
We don't exactly know what the new name is, but
you know about that transitioning now.
Yeah. Yes. Just see me in 365 days. It'll be great. Coors Light will have a new campaign out.
I hope so.
Anyway, so we're switching it up a little bit with the podcast and changing it to a platform that has myself and Haddon Henderson, who is across from me, and we might potentially have guests on. We might just do us two. Who knows? We're mainly going to cover like current events, just different things that we're learning, different things that we're reading, whatever. You never know. Hopefully it's a little funny. Hopefully you might learn something. And yeah, so Hendo is his name.
Man, I'm excited to be here.
Give me a little.
We probably should say why we're doing this.
That's a good question.
We're roommates, first of all, for the rest of the world to know out there if you don't know us at all.
It is true. We live in a one-bedroom.
One-bedroom, bunk beds for more activities. It's phenomenal. We cook everything through an air fryer, and that's what we live off of.
We literally do not have a microwave.
What apartments nowadays don't have a... Can we just make a PSA service announcement right now and just say, if you're an apartment builder out there, put a freaking microwave in your kitchens, please, because it really is inconvenient.
Yes.
We have had to get creative. Basically, we're doing this because we find ourselves sitting on the couches that we have because we have multiple seatings in our living room. It's definitely a bachelor pad. And we find ourselves having a conversation for hours about stuff. And we're just like, why don't we at least put our thoughts out there for the world?
So record it and see how long it takes for us to get canceled.
It could be after this first episode.
There may only be one episode of this and we're done.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to be completely blunt and honest like I always am with everybody else. So if you want to listen, listen. If you don't want to listen, don't listen. Yeah, we'll see how this goes. Basically, my intro, like Dale said, my name's Haddon Henderson. I have lived in Atlanta for 2 years now. I grew up in Kentucky, where I moved around a couple of times, where I lived in Illinois, and then moved back to Kentucky. Pretty much call myself a Kentuckian because I spent, 15 years of my life there.
Good old Louisville.
But born in Lexington, big Kentucky fan. So if you want to talk sports with me, we can talk Wildcats all day.
Go Gamecocks.
Yeah, okay.
Just want to know who won football this year.
We don't need to look that up. Joined the military out of high school, was in the military for 11 years, moved to Atlanta, 2 years ago for a job, and then have now recently started my own company, this past March, only a couple of months ago, where we help elderly get in home care that meet nursing home level of care. We have nurses and social workers that help provide that care.
Nice. So. And that's more recent? You started what?
Yeah.
February or March?
March 1st was the day we received our first set of clients.
Nice.
Which has been a great journey. We started it last year. It took us about 8 months to go through the licensure process. We had to go through the state of Georgia because it's Medicaid. So we had to make sure that we get our license through the state of Georgia, which was a whole process. And if you know anything about working with government entities, it takes forever. Once we got the license, had to find somebody who was gracious enough to give us money, as an investor, which was a whole new process that, I watched a lot of Shark Tank and felt like I knew what I was doing. But when you actually do it and to somebody in real life, it's completely different. And so that was fun, a good experience for me to learn. Never thought I would be an entrepreneur, never even crossed my mind. But it was kind of one of those things that, it was just laid at my feet, and it's one of those at the right time. type thing. So
timing's everything.
Have always respected people who are entrepreneurs, and you respect them even more now going through it because it is a lot more work.
It is definitely a lot more work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a clock that never stops.
Oh my goodness. What do they say? Like, you give up a 40-hour week to work 24/7 just to work for yourself. So that is life right now.
Pretty much. Just the grind.
Which is what we call our area, startup vibes. You know, we got the LED lights going, and
everybody thinks it's a bachelor pad, but it's actually a startup.
It's startup.
It's a freaking incubator.
I mean, you got a lava lamp and a beanbag chair. Like that is startup vibes. Let's be honest.
With an office, literally, like in the dining room.
Yeah, well, who needs a dining room? We just put an office there.
A kitchen table. We need more office space.
We said we lived in a one bedroom. I don't know what people expect. We only have so much space.
That is true. You gotta make do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. So, but I'm excited to be here.
Heck yeah. If you anybody has name suggestions, also shout those out, because we've been kind of thinking of some and nothing that's either appropriate or not corny. So
What the Muff. We call it What the Muff podcast. WTM.
WTM. No one never say what it means.
Yeah, just WTM.
We're just going to come out with like three letters and no one will ever know what they mean.
As long as it helps us to stand out.
Sick.
Yeah.
All right. So first topic of the day, we're going to go down the AI route.
Oh, man.
I know you saw some articles or something that you were talking about a few minutes ago. I think you said the Google CEO came out and was warning against AI and that we should have some form of regulation.
Yeah, he was saying that there needs to be regulation. But I wouldn't say that he was saying it because he thinks there needs to be regulations, because Elon Musk has been saying that for years now. Yeah. I think he's just nervous because Google's falling behind and they're not going to be the monopoly in search engines anymore.
It could be, because it's interesting to me, because Google's obviously the search engine like monopoly, essentially. They own like 80% of the market share. And it's weird that they're essentially last to the ChatGPT or the AI version of search, which like Bing was, which is owned by Microsoft. I mean, they were the first to get to it. They integrated ChatGPT extremely quickly. Even you.com, which is a newer.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
They were trying to take over.
Yeah, it's like DuckDuckGo or whatever that one is. I mean, all of those have AI integrated now. So it's interesting where that's going to go. Right now, it's still kind of in its infancy. But if you study much about like singularity, which is essentially AI running wild and it becomes smarter than humans and eventually takes over. That's like the theory or the idea about it.
Which is a ton of movies about that.
It's like whatever.
Movies are just basically foreshadowing, let's just be honest.
Exactly. And like that's the idea, which it could definitely happen. How soon? I don't know, but that's probably part why people want regulation as well. I mean, Elon's been screaming it for however long. It's one of those things that can definitely get out of control if not used appropriately.
I don't know a lot about AI because I'm not a IT nerd like most people, or AKA you. I'm more of a realist type person, just goes with what's in front of me. But my very limited knowledge about AI, I just think it's weird that Google CEO is pushing for regulations quickly like he is, when it has taken forever to get any kind of regulations for social media. Like,
that's a good point.
That's just now happening, like in the past like couple of months. And we've seen negative effects with social media for a long time. Yeah. And so now we're seeing a push kind of early on infancy of AI. But the problem is once we introduce something like that and can see how easy it makes life for us, it's really hard to get rid of it once it's introduced.
That's true. I mean, there's a million. I mean, there's Google is an example.
Yeah.
Like that made it very easy to find anything you want.
Yeah.
There's DoorDash, Uber. I mean, all of these different companies are exactly that, where they just become integrated and then it's just a way of life. question is, can AI go too far?
I think
so. Where you can maybe make the argument that social media has gone too far.
I mean, I definitely think social media has gone too far. Don't get me down that rabbit hole.
Which, if that, so, but what I'm saying is, if social media has gone too far, I'm fearful that AI can go way further.
I think, I mean, because it's evolving.
With way worse implications as well.
Yes. I mean, we see in movies and we see in television shows. Like, we watched a television show the other night of some kind of CIA person. Like, of a robot having emotions and having feelings and being able to do these. Like, this was like a recent show. Like, it's not like they don't put things in television shows or movies because they haven't thought of it before. Or they're actively working on it. I'm, like, convinced of that now.
No, that's true.
And so, who knows? The CIA might actually have a robot that actually does all this stuff already, like we just saw.
Well, they did. So, they just released, I think it was, like, this morning. In New York City, they now have, essentially, robots that kind of look like dogs.
Oh, yes. I see that.
That are now used. I think there's four of them now that are being used. Like, if there's blockades or something that's unsafe for, like, police to go in or something, they'll send that in first.
Yeah.
I don't know what its capabilities are, but there's that. And then there's another one that I saw that's essentially like a, I don't even know, like a caddy or something where, like, you can put stuff in it and it'll just, like, follow you wherever you
go. Yeah, I have seen that, too. Which, it's like a dog, basically.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's, like, $4,000 for something that can literally only carry something.
Yeah, so, but like, the thing is that if we're making that,
oh yeah,
then our capability in the future is going to be insane. Yeah. Because the and eventually, to all the listeners out there, we'll be like Joe Rogan and have videos pop up where you can see what we're talking about. But I saw a video the other day of a robot actually jumping from one platform to another platform, picking up a box, throwing it across the way, jumping to that platform, picking it back up, and delivering it. Like, it was spectacular, but that's also, like, nerve-wracking at the same time, because if we're already creating that in 2023, like, what are we going to be creating in, like, 2033, 2043, you know?
Dude, I'm not even that far. Like, I'm even concerned about, like, 2025 or 6.
But, like, I'm yeah, sorry, like we've moved that's, so and fast that's only a couple of years, right?
Yeah, we've moved so fast in 2 or 3 years.
That I mean, think, that's crazy. Okay, I'm throwing it back, and I'm showing my maturity level here. But think no, about
your age.
Yeah, not my age, your age, my maturity level. Because ask anybody, I am a, used to be, not anymore, but used to be a Pixar and Disney nerd. And the movie WALL-E, that was like when I was in middle school, I think, when that movie came out. And if you remember, have you seen it?
I don't think I've seen it. I know what you're talking about, but
so
I don't think I've seen
it's about this robot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it can do anything for you. And then once they get to the society of where all the people are, they're overweight, fat, and are not, none of them are walking in the movie, and they're just riding these hovering scooters around because they have all the technology in the world to where they don't have to do anything.
Set in America?
No, it does, it's not. But
that's
it,
basically
but
where
the,
we're getting to.
The humans looked like they were from America. I mean, it was definitely implied. But this was this came out, like, you know, when I was not little, but like maybe high school. But to me, it's like when you make a movie, I feel like there's always a hidden agenda by the maker.
It could be. You could definitely make that argument for Hollywood.
And that's Hollywood. Yeah. Pixar is Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Pixar today, the stuff that they're coming out with is stuff you and I never experienced or wanted to experience. We just wanted to watch a movie. But now there seems like there has to be an agenda in everything that Disney creates, which is why I don't watch Disney anymore.
That's true. And but, like, there's even, like, SpongeBob, Scooby-Doo. Like, there were a lot of implied things that, like, now I watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I never knew that as, like, 8-year-old. But you're still, like, bringing in that information and stuff.
And yeah. And
even though you don't really.
And that goes to show that they were trying to manipulate us even at that time.
In a way.
In a way. Yeah. Like, starting to shape our thinking about the world in some type of way. It starting to shape our humor and what we find funny. Like, what we watch and what we see has a tremendous impact on, like, how we act and how we treat people, yeah. treat things.
And even if you don't have, like, context to, like, wrap around it at a young age, you can't really put into that, but it's still
forming you in some capacity.
Yeah.
And so to go back to Wally and the AI thing, like, that's where I believe, and I work with high schoolers at my church on Wednesdays. I joke with them all the time that when they go to college, by the time they graduate, they're not going to even have to write or do math problems or do anything because ChatGPT is going to be able to do it for them. So at some point, there's going to come a time where we're not going to even have to think for ourselves or think logically or have to create because we have AI that is doing the creating for us. So where is that going to put our world? Because me, I think about, like, all the trades, our plumbers, our electricians, our construction workers. Because our kids are going to see how easy it is to get answers, their creative instincts aren't going to come out to where they're not going to even think or want to do that type of job because we're not creating hard workers anymore.
Yeah. That makes sense. And I'm, like, torn between it. Because
you're an IT nerd.
Because
you're an IT nerd.
Correct. Well, so, like, that's part of it, though. Tell
the listeners what you do for a living first so they have the context of why.
So, basically, I am in, like, data, and I manage a team of, like, analysts and developers and create different data tools and technology stuff. I have no idea how I wound up in that, but somehow, yeah. So, but basically, like, I see the logical side of it where, like, you need to learn problem solving and, like, logical things, like being able to think. You need to learn how to think, which reading helps that, writing helps that, solving math equations, like, all of that is helpful in solving problems and just being able to think. But I'm also not against making things simpler in sense of, like, I think Google's a good tool because before, I used to have to go to the library, and I'd have to get a book, and then I'd have to find the right book, and then sit there and read it and find it. And now I can just Google it.
Right. I agree.
And it's the same for, like, a calculator. Yep. Like, I could sit down and write out this whole, like, math equation on paper and figure it out, but why wouldn't I just use a calculator? It's faster. Same thing is kind of happening. It happened with, like, graphic design. Adobe Photoshop comes in.
Yeah.
Makes it simpler. AI writing is basically the same thing. It's like, why would I have to sit down and write a paragraph on how old the earth is? No, I'm just kidding. Something simple, though. Like,
we'll get there, like, one podcast. Yeah,
we'll get there. No. But, like, if I had to write a paragraph on why grass is green, like, I don't need to go study all this stuff. And, like, there's a definite answer to that.
Yeah.
Like, or why the sky is blue. Like, there's a definite answer. So why would I need to go, like, do all this research to figure out why in the world the sky is blue whenever I could just say, why is the sky blue, to an AI machine, and it spits out my paragraph?
Yeah, but, like, is that the same is as, that where the regulation should come into effect, though? Because I can just Google that and read it instead of asking a robot.
But so that's the thing. What's the difference if you type that into Google and then you click on a website and there's somebody's written response, or if there's essentially some robot regurgitating those responses?
Yeah, no,
that's all it is at this point.
I get that. So do you think that that is where it should stop in AI then? If that's the growth, where the cap, like, where the regulations that they're talking about, is that the cap?
I could say that I want it to be. That's not the reality, though.
That's what
we're going down a long road of AI. So what, like, is it's going to be involved
what in? What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be involved in cars.
Which it already is, Tesla.
It is, but I mean, like, in a sense of, like, there's nobody in the driver's seat. I think that will for sure happen. It'll happen, I think, with semi-trucks first.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that's out of bounds.
Like, I think that that's a terrible thing.
Theoretically, if there were no human drivers on the road, and your code was perfect, and every single car on the street was a robot, you would never have a wreck, theoretically.
Theoretically.
Which, of course, there could be a hurricane or tornado that comes through and it wrecks all of that and ruins it, of course. But you'd have far less, for sure.
I can see that, so, and agree.
There's potential advantages to it. But there's potential downsides. I mean,
I think there's a. I think the downsides of it though far outweigh the.
So what's the biggest downside of like a robotic vehicle?
So my thing with semi drivers, for example, those are jobs that are being taken away. And the problem with the way our world is going is that everybody's thinking about technology. Technology, technology, technology. How can we improve things with technology? Which not everybody is technologically inclined.
That's true.
I.e. myself. That's like, true. I'm having, like, that's been the biggest struggle for me in starting this company is just learning Google Sheets. Yeah. And knowing how to create formulas, because I'm 30 years old and I've never had to do that before.
True. Yeah.
You take away truck drivers, and replace that with self-driving cars. You're taking away a job where it's going to be extremely difficult for people like that to find another job because there's not as many jobs out there. Just like the restaurant industries are changing with robots being servers or robots just running the whole business. That's taking away jobs from a demographic that is going to find it extremely difficult to find another job.
That's true.
So you're going to find a lot more unemployment in the future, in my opinion. You're going to find a lot more unemployment, meaning higher taxes potentially in the future for people like you and I that have to pay for programs for these people to be able to survive and live.
That is true. The like a first semi-truck drivers. That's a good example because, well, one, that's the number one employer of males in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that would be drastic. Like, huge. That's talking about big numbers.
But and side note for the listeners out there, if you're struggling with money, truck drivers actually make quite a bit of money.
If you're a truck driver and you don't make six figures, you're doing something wrong.
That's what I'm saying. You can Guaranteed. Make six figures.
Guaranteed. Being a truck driver. It sucks. I mean, obviously, yeah, it's you're driving hard. Like all day long and you're driving a huge
It's truck, hard, but every time you pass a yeah. truck driver, don't look down on them. They probably have more money than you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they make a lot. And I mean, that's a fear. The real only argument is, okay, is that job replaced by something new? Like, is there something else that is created because of it's gone robotic. So
but what?
Are those people now working at the manufacturing plant? Are they managing the plant? Are they like they still have to be produced.
But a robots. Lot of manufacturing jobs are also jobs that are becoming AI driven.
Automated. Yep.
And I mean, look at Amazon, animal factories that for food and everything. Majority of the stuff is automated.
Automated. Yeah.
And so like the majority of the time, the people that are there are there just to make sure that there's no defects happening within the sure. automation.
Well, most of them are engineers that are there.
And which requires yeah, a exactly. ton of education.
Yeah, that's true. So
my thing is where's the common person, the day-to-day person, where are they going to be in the fit in the years to come, in 5, 10, 15 years with all of this automation that's happening? Where are the common people going to go? Because like I said in my intro, I'm from Kentucky. It wasn't until I moved to Atlanta I saw success.
Yeah.
I saw people actually like doing what I see on social media or see on the news or anything. Like Kentucky, or at least where I was hanging out, it was people that wanted to be cops, firefighters, nurses, didn't care about being a plumber, didn't care about being an electrician. Like your day-to-day jobs that yeah, don't get so glorified.
Blue collar.
Blue collar.
Yeah.
Very blue collar.
Like I get that. Like the easiest answer is if I'm a truck driver or I'm a firefighter, I'm whatever, like pick any blue collar job, go learn a technical skill. Like that's the easiest and simplest thing.
That's the easiest answer.
And the only way, like I am college educated, but you also have to remember, like I literally just cut grass for you. Like I was blue collar as mm-hmm. they came
mm-hmm.
for 8-9 years and somehow wound up in tech.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just by a sheer miracle.
I agree.
It was by studying. I mean, I wasn't. The thing you can ask anybody I went to high school or college with. I was not the smartest kid ever.
Yeah,
like, not even close.
I can tell. Like, I can see student. That sometimes. Sometimes I don't know. I don't understand how you do what you do.
Like C's get degrees 100%. Like I am a good enough.
I see how you live your life on a daily basis. I don't understand how you have the job that you have. I really don't. But
we'll cut that part.
Here we are. Here we are. If you can do it, anybody can do it.
That's exactly. That's my point to everyone.
Yeah, I
literally
see.
Like if I am able to do it, there's no reason that you can't do it. It's the fact that you don't really want to.
I feel like that is a very common question though that we say as society, if I can do it, you can do it. When all reality, a lot of people probably can't. Like they don't have the willpower or the determination. Yeah, because of the way our society has structured things. We've become very codependent on things.
My opinion, that's victim mentality.
I agree.
Like, I mean, you can look at it as being a victim and, oh, my job's going to be taken away by AI. Or you can jump on the train and say, hey, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn whatever I need to learn in order to get on the right train instead of.
Yeah. No, definitely. And that's, again, with me not knowing Google Sheets, it's me saying, like, in order for me to be successful within the industry that I'm choosing to be in, I need to learn this and be able to do it. And I've actually learned quite a bit doing it, but it's taken hours of studying so far.
And that's the name of the game. I mean, like, that's the name thing. Of the game. It's like, who's going to put in the time? That's the difference.
But the okay. Yes, I agree with everything you just said, but how do you slow roll that process? Because so in my opinion, then, and this is just off the cuff, those companies that are going to slow road truck drivers or even fast road truck drivers where they fire them and just have automated drivers, is that company, should they provide them another avenue of a job? Or should they provide training for them to specialize in something else to be able to do a different job?
Potentially. I mean, it's a difference of, should they? Probably. Like, you can make argument for probably. But I would say most corporations now.
They won't.
No, they could care less.
They're just another number.
Indisposable.
Yeah. They see the bottom line, them saving money on drivers and only having to pay for maybe a mechanic ever so often. I mean, honestly, you could probably contract the mechanics at that point because there's not much to those vehicles except for a battery and – what are they called? I'm not a car person. Chassis.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, there's not much to it.
Which, like, that makes sense. I mean.
So, maybe you roll the truck drivers into that trade. I don't know. But that's going to be way too many based off the trucks. So, like, back to all of this AI, because all we've been talking about is truck drivers. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just like we've seen social media have a negative. Okay, there's pros and cons to social media, for sure.
Yes.
But I think that there's way more negatives than there are pros to social media. And so
I'd say now probably, yeah.
Yes. At the beginning, no.
Yeah, it's
but probably just like ChatGPT right now, it's not a problem right now. Right. But look at where social media has taken us to the world that we're in today.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, you've heard my playlist here lately. I've been listening to nothing but throwbacks since, like, from the 2000s. Shout out Blink-182, All American Rejects.
That's what Blink-182 is touring.
Yeah,
now
they're touring. Tickets are $125 if you're interested in rolling with us. But I think a part of me is wishing to go back to those simpler times, and we continue to progress, which is what societies do, so I can't argue that, but I feel like the progression that we're having is only making us downfall even more.
It's true.
There's such a thing as over innovating, in my opinion. There is such a thing.
I have a hard time with that one, just because we've never stopped innovating.
But
ever,
look,
like
but,
ever in humanity, have we ever stopped innovating?
I know,
like,
but
what
look,
would that look like?
Look at how what boring. It's doing to our society. Like, it's
true, but
because we have so many avenues and so many things that we can look up, so many things that we can do, we're basically desensitizing people and
and allowing people to think or create or make up anything that they want because it's their quote unquote their truth.
It's true.
That's what we're creating. And as we add in more stuff, we convolute people's minds even more because we have access to anything and everything we want. So we can make up any reality now.
Yeah. Because there's a caveat a little bit because, like, comfort is definitely dangerous, which is kind of where we're at.
For sure.
Our country is extremely comfortable.
Yes.
I mean, there's not really challenges. I mean, of course, there's challenges that people have and there's daily struggles and all of that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as a whole, looking at the rest of history, like, we have it extremely easy. Like, not even close.
Yeah.
Like, I see that. But also at the same time, like, I see innovation. Like, innovations have to continue to happen, mainly because you can't do it globally. Like, we can't just wake up tomorrow and say, globally, we're going to stop innovating. You'd have to do it at a country level.
For sure.
Which, if the U.S. stops innovating, we're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, completely screwed. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of like a catch-22 where it's somewhat eroding what we currently have. But at the same time, if we're not innovating, we'll fall behind
and then not be the number one country in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which we already pretty much are.
Wait, pretty much are what?
Falling behind.
Yeah, and we are. Becoming in that regard.
Whatever, second, third place. Even really on nearly every metric. I mean, from freaking health to money, like economics in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything.
Yeah.
Which is not a very good picture, but.
It's because I think that we're declining in all those things because we're accepting of everything. Now that's a word that a lot of people wouldn't agree with in accepting, but the truth is that we do live in a country where you're able to do what you want. So as a country, as a whole, we're accepting. As individuals, we may not be accepting, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we have that freedom and luxury to disagree on things. Like, yeah. Me and you disagree on a lot of things, but we're roommates and we're best friends and we still hang out.
And you have to respect your dad.
And I what the muff. I don't even know what to comment on that one. But that's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know. I just think that, like, AI needs to be regulated. But I don't know if it, I think, I wish that as far as regulations, just like social media, regulations shouldn't happen at the government level.
They should or shouldn't?
I think we should have like some kind of third party or something. I don't know. I just don't like the government because the government takes one way too long. They don't know what they're talking about. And there's side deals with the government happening constantly.
That's definitely true. I mean, that happened.
I mean, look at Twitter.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's obviously happening with Instagram, Facebook. I mean, that's all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so question. Should TikTok be banned or not in America?
That's a good question. Honestly, like, I personally don't know what the problem is. Because the alleged problem is that China has spying data. Yeah, I get that. So the thing with that is I see my friends' algorithms, and I'm like, I don't know what intel you're getting off of these algorithms. So, like, yeah. I'm so out of the knowing of, like, what is China actually gathering? Are they gathering, like, our screen time so they can see how long we stay on this app? And we're just numbing our minds. That could probably be, I could see that.
Yeah.
And seeing, like, oh my gosh, they're spending 8 hours, which some people do, on TikTok a day. And they probably maybe calculate the average of how much time is spent on that app and basically see how our brains are becoming mush.
That's the thing is, like,
I can see that.
I don't know if it's any better that, like, I mean, Facebook, Instagram, all of them have the exact same thing.
It's the same thing.
So it's like, who really cares if...
It's the same thing. Now, what I don't understand is how TikTok got popular in America from China. I think that's fishy because even China is not... Their TikTok is regulated, like, and catered to certain
things. Like, yeah, their algorithms is one fixed thing because they don't have the freedom like we do to create, to view things, to see other opinions. They don't have that luxury. So I think that that's fishy.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
And I don't understand why Vine, some of you all might know what Vine. Yeah, it was 6-second long videos. And you missed, that was like the introduction to TikTok. Let's be honest. Vine, like, why can't we bring back Vine, American-based company, and just use Vine? Because we've already introduced TikTok. We've talked about that already. Elon, once you introduce something, it's hard to very take it away, especially something like TikTok that everybody, some people have a living off of TikTok.
Well, that's why I think you would have an absolute freaking uproar if TikTok were banned.
But that's why, like, you just switch it to something else. I don't understand why we can't switch it to something else. But but it's fishy that, again, China regulates their viewership on TikTok, their algorithm. But in America, it's free. Freedom. It's true. And I mean, it's created by China.
They regulate everything, though.
That, exactly. So, like, that's weird to me. Yeah. That is weird. I don't trust China as far as I can throw you, you know?
Yeah. So, do you think... do you think America should regulate how long people spend on, say, social media or their phone?
No.
Or
whatever? No. I mean, again, this is America.
Potentially solve the problem.
I 1,000% agree that it can solve the problem, but I don't think that America has the right to regulate that. I think that that starts within the home and starts within how you raise people, how you teach people, how you... Like, I don't, to this day, understand why a kid who is 5 years old needs a phone or an iPad. Like, that might get me shot by some parents that are probably listening, but I know that it's possible because I watch my sisters who, I have three sisters and there's 13 kids total between all three of them, and none of them have phones. The oldest one's 8. None of them have phones, iPads. They only allow TV up to an hour a day. Some of the kids not even TV at all, and they're probably thinking, oh, they're probably weird. No, they're normal kids. They're using their imagination, and I think they're a lot of fun, honestly.
Yeah,
like, so I think, but my parents or my sisters are active. I think people are lazy, and they don't actually want to do the hard effort of raising a kid.
That is true. That is a
Just like some people get dogs and animals because it comforts them when they want them, but the dog is terribly behaved because they're not wanting to put the time and attention in training that dog. And so it's like, I want a kid because I'm hitting that stage of life and I feel like I need a kid, but you may not necessarily be ready to actually have a kid because you're not ready to put in the work.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it definitely starts like in the home. And really just how much, like, the things you appreciate and the things you do. Like, the way that I grew up, it wasn't really big on social media and everything, obviously. And,
like, well, social media was just starting when you were growing up.
I mean, that's true, but, like, even, like, for the technology that was around then.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't used very much. Like, I was outdoors 80% of a day.
I mean, a perfect example of it is if you watch the show Stranger Things. Like, they're like middle school kids, and you see them riding on bikes, on radios, on on the landline, like, riding to their best friend's place. They're not there, and they're like, where the heck are they? Yeah. And cause that was normal kid things, you know, that we don't experience anymore.
Now they're sucked into a telephone or iPad.
Yeah, and so I think as far as social media being regulated – on screen time, I don't think America should do that. I think we should have people of convictions and high convictions and actually try to change their culture from within.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing I've always said with social media is, like, I don't know if I've ever heard, like, a good either replacement or, like, solution for it. Honestly, like, for one that's actually, like, structured and going to work, China's actually is not bad. That's going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks because you don't really have freedom.
Yeah.
But
you're able to shape the culture the way you want. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's definitely the way to do it. I don't know on a mass scale, though, how you even begin to unfold social media and fix the problem.
Well, again, we're too deep. We can't fix the problem right now. It starts with, like you said, with the semi-truck drivers having the willpower to learn something new and do something new to be able to provide.
Yeah.
It's having the willpower to say, I'm going to spend 3 hours on my phone today. That's it. And that includes everything. And building the habit of not picking up your phone as much, not going to your phone first thing when you're bored, going to your phone and opening up Instagram because you're sitting on the couch and you don't want to sit in your thoughts. Or instead of taking a walk and leaving your phone at the place and taking a walk and letting your brain and your eyes see the natural beauty around you and stir up creative thinking.
Yeah.
Or picking up a new hobby like reading or painting or puzzles or Legos.
Legos?
Or Legos.
My boy with the Legos.
I got Legos for my 30th birthday. No judgment.
That's got to be the most ridiculous
Bro, I thing wanted... I'm trying to practice what I'm preaching right now. I'm tired of... On my phone time, my screen time, I'm tired of, like, always turning to social media for fun. Like, I bought Legos. Or I didn't buy Legos. My parents bought me Legos, which makes it even better. At 30 years old, for my 30th birthday, I have a starship that's ready for me to build. And I am excited as all get out to build it. Sue me. That's why I have a lava lamp. I want the simpler times.
Love it.
Yeah, I mean, I just... So, like for example, I'm gonna pull up my phone right now. Okay. So what I've been doing right now is I have put a widget on my iPhone of like my screen time, of like how much time I'm spending on certain apps and my phone in general. Today I have spent, and for all your listeners out there, it's currently 8:30 p.m. I have spent 3 hours and 30 minutes on my phone today. 51 minutes of that have been on my Apple Maps. 43 minutes. So I don't even count that because it's a GPS.
Yeah.
YouTube, 43 minutes, which is how I listen to sometimes music or something like that in the background. So I don't even really count that because I have it up while I'm working. Gmail, work related. Safari, 18 minutes. And then text messages, 16 minutes. And then it just goes lower and lower and lower. I've been off social media for like 3-4 months now, 5 months. And obviously you can see my screen time going down. I'm thinking of more creative ways to spend my time, like Legos, hiking, things like that.
Yeah.
And I'm a lot more happy, a lot more mentally stable.
Yeah.
I'm not, my emotional well-being is good. And I could say like 5-6 months ago when I was on Instagram a lot, was on Twitter a lot, I get in a hole when I see a lot of problems going on in the world.
Yeah, the negativity.
And the negativity. Yeah. And politics and all of that. And I'm like, our world is crap. Like, I hate where our world is going. Which is another reason why we're starting this, because I need my thoughts in a diary.
This is for a Hindo's diary.
Exactly.
Right? A verbal diary.
But now I'm just like, I don't think about it as much because I'm not being inundated constantly.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
What's your screen time at?
My work phone's at 45 minutes.
Well, that's...
I don't know what this guy's at. And 35 of those minutes is the calculator.
The calculator.
Sounds like about a normal day.
Yeah. Again, nerd. Let's nerd. See here. I think it's important to have your screen time widget on your phone.
There's no freaking way.
The problem.
Oh, 5 hours.
5 hours.
5 hours. Let's see here.
And you haven't left the apartment today.
Well, my Spotify is 2.5 hours.
Okay. So music in the background.
So 2.5 hours Spotify, 39 minutes messages, 36 minutes calculator. And I'm all about the freaking
calculator. You love the calculator.
I use that thing all day.
Yeah.
Snapchat, 24 minutes. Instagram, 19 minutes. Twitter, 11 minutes. Robinhood, 8 minutes. Notes, 6 minutes.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's not bad, especially for Spotify being the background.
Yeah, but yeah, if I took that off, I'd be.
I would argue, though, I would want to see it, like, on a weekend or something like that when you don't have the computer in front of you when you're working.
That is true.
Because you're able to look up a lot of stuff on your computer while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because we're not even adding the screen time on the computer. Now, my screen time on my phone may be 3 hours, and a lot of that's my Apple Macs, but I'm sitting in front of my computer all day.
True, yeah.
So we're not even factoring in our total screen time.
Yeah.
And that's...
Well, my screen time a day? Oh, God.
Yeah, probably what?
12 hours.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, because then...
Like a normal day, guaranteed.
Because then you'll get off work, and I'm not saying you specifically, I'm just saying in general, you get off work from your computer, you maybe come home, watch TV, play video games, or
play some Call of Duty.
Yeah, gotta play Call of Duty. Shout out. Shout out. All we're doing is in front of a screen nowadays.
The large majority, yeah. I mean,
and so then if you throw in AI on top of that, we literally don't have to do anything.
Could AI reverse it though? Currently, we have to pick up this phone and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can AI somehow, like, you have a wearable or you have something where you're like, you don't even have to pick up your phone?
That's what Elon's trying to do with a chip.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, is the next generation something where, like, it does get us out in nature because we no longer have to look at a phone? Like, everything's already there. Like, we can just think, what's the weather today? And we automatically, like, it's in our brain. We don't have to pull out a phone. That could be the next generation it does unglue us from.
But how do we make money? That's what I always go back to. If it's created for us and it does everything for us, yeah, we may be able to go out back in nature because when we think something, it pops up.
How do we make money? Or how did AI company make money?
No, I'm saying we. Because if everything's done for us, what are we going to do to make money? You know, so
then you get into universal income.
Oh gosh, and that's
becoming
a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know
digital currency.
Well, that's a whole other rabbit hole,
is what it's leading to because people are going to be dependent on it then
potentially. But like universal income, I mean, that would just pay everybody from like the government would just pay
socialist
everybody,
economy
whatever, $2,000 a month, and everything's run by robots.
It's and
that'd be strange,
and that could be. That could be it. And so then the way the metaverse is being created, right, by Facebook, Meta, how we get our social life that we are desiring is through the metaverse because we're not going to be able to do anything in the physical world because it's been taken from us.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're far off from that. I do agree, though.
Dude,
you just
said a few minutes ago that you think in 2 years we could be so advanced in our technology because it's moving so quickly.
I think there will be, like, robots. Like, there will be robots. There will be automated cars, probably, maybe semis in 2-3 years. Do I think that's, like, devastating? No.
No, I don't think
I think we're a long way from, like, Neuralink. We're at least 10 years from that, probably.
Yeah, 10 years is not long.
I mean, true.
That's the thing. Like, think about, I'm 30 years old, right? In 1993, we didn't have an iPhone.
You didn't have an iPhone for 15 years.
Yeah. We didn't have GPS. Now, granted, I was just born in 93, but I'm talking about, like, what's just been created in my life.
Yeah.
You know? And so... 30 more years, I'm going to be 60. What's going to be, like, I think
it's
about
be
my...
a weird world.
That's what I'm saying. I think about my grandparents right now. Think about, like, 80, 90-year-old grandparents. Think about, like, everything that they've seen changed.
Yeah. I think ours will be even crazier.
I think so, too.
Guaranteed.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because it'll move so much faster. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if we, like, experience or witness the end of the world. In our lifetime.
Dude.
I don't think it's soon. I'm talking like 30, 40 years minimum probably. But it could happen.
I don't know if I've ever told you this. You wanna know? Man. And you're going to think I'm crazy after saying this.
Probably.
You probably will. But I've literally said this since I was 11 years old. The first I can ever remember saying this. I remember telling my mom at our kitchen table, I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to see death. And she's like, what do you mean? Why? And I was like, I just think Jesus is going to come back in my lifetime.
In it.
I do. And to this day, I still believe that Jesus is going to come back in my lifetime.
I mean, could.
It's possible if you obviously believe that way.
Yeah.
But I have the tattoo, Maranatha, on my bicep, which means Jesus come home, Lord come home. It's always been in my head that I think that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I might be a prophet. Who knows? We'll find out. Oh God. We'll find out.
Oh God. David like, Koresh over here.
Hey, man. No. This podcast is going to bring in a lot of weird stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the only thing I have to say about that is, like, people have thought that for 2,000 years.
For sure.
Which is my only thing of, like, if I'm a betting man, yeah. I'd probably bet and say no. Only because it's been, I mean, what makes it that it would be in 20 years now or whatever.
And my argument to that is that in the Gospels, in the Bible, it talks about how when Jesus comes home is when it will, when all the nations, the word has been spread to all nations. And we're not there yet.
No.
But we're the closest we've ever been.
Will we
ever? And that's because of technology.
Will we ever, and or will AI?
Yes, we will, because
help
of AI.
That.
AI could potentially speed up that process because it's going to learn languages that you and I don't know. That's hard for us to know. That could speed up. Now, I haven't even thought about this rabbit hole, but we're going down it. This is going off the cuff right now. But I can see. I'm getting cold chills right now. I can see that happening.
All right, this might sound freaking crazy. What are the odds that Jesus comes back in AI robotic form?
Oh my muff.
There's I a don't, bag of I
don't,
for you.
I don't think that's gonna happen. Very thought provoking.
Founded by Bill Gates.
Very thought provoking. Wow. It's just all a simulation.
Yeah. It was a simulation 2,000 years ago and it still is. Man. Buckle up.
That makes me think about that story you told me about the other day, though, about your friend and being a pilot.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if we're allowed to share that story, but.
Yeah. There's crazy aliens out in space. That's all people should know.
Man, it's wild.
It's been confirmed.
I don't know, man. I think that AI could accelerate Jesus coming home for that reason right there. Because COVID actually had a huge impact on that dent as well. Because that's when church online became a huge thing.
True.
And so people, because they had nothing else to do, started watching church online on Sundays because we were confined to our homes.
Yeah.
And so we saw a huge spike in the gospel being spread to other countries that typically didn't really hear it. And where there aren't really a lot of churches because of YouTube. Like, YouTube helped that a lot.
Yeah.
I donate monthly to an organization called Illuminations that their sole mission is to translate the Bible into other languages.
Interesting.
And I think that AI could speed up that process.
That's definitely changing it, like, languages and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something AI would excel at right now.
That's, man.
Like, if you were to give AI the Bible and say, translate this to Spanish, it could do it in seconds, whereas, like, obviously it would take us forever.
The key is us getting people that speak that language to put it into, because there's so many unreached people groups that speak their own type of version of language that AI would have to learn, which.
That's true.
It's constantly evolving, constantly learning. So that's a potential that could happen actually pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So get your hearts ready, people.
Get your hearts ready, no matter what language you speak.
Yeah. No, that could be it.
Man.
I don't even know how long we've been talking.
No clue. We just took a quick little intermission, and I don't know where the freak we left off at, but we're going to wrap this up.
We left off at Jesus coming home.
Yeah, Jesus coming home, period. I have nothing else to say after that. So, so we'll wrap this up. Our next podcast, we will have some form of a new name, new branding. I don't know what it will be right now. If you have suggestions, please reach out and let us know. Just call Haddon at 678.
If you have topics that you would like for us to cover and talk about just from our perspective and point of view, send us a DM or comment and let us know what you would like us to cover. Because I'm going to be honest, we're going to be very honest in this podcast.
That is true.
Because this is just something that is also for me and DJ just a vent. As well. And sometimes venting can be harsh, but needed.
That is true. I'm only here to debate, so.
Oh, and he'll debate me. Don't worry.
So, yeah, if anybody wants to come on the show as well, that'd be sick. So.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Sweet. Well, we are out.